Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting, wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I am your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. If you were with us last episode where I talked about transitions and reflecting on the past, you will have heard that I've been going through some transitions, both personally and with the direction of Step Up to Greatness, my coaching and speaking business. And one of those transitions that I'm going through is that I've been a stay-at-home dad. And it's been that way for about a month now. We're approaching 1 month of being a stay-at-home parent. And today's episode is going to be about the lessons I've learned as a stay-at-home parent after 1 month. So hopefully we'll have a little bit of fun with it, and you will also hopefully gain some knowledge and actionable steps that you can take from my experiences as a stay-at-home parent and apply them to you if you're in that transition, or even if you're getting ready to take some leave for having a baby of your own or kids of your own. Anything of that sort, or even switch to being a stay-at-home parent yourself. So let's get right into it. First thing that I learned is that mom brain is a real thing, and dads get it too. Now, what do I mean by mom brain? I'm not trying to be derogatory here. I'm not trying to be offensive. My wife is someone who has spoken of having mom brain from the moment we became foster parents, because before we became foster parents, before and now adopted parents, she used little cans of Mountain Dew, the little 8 ounce cans, as her coffee in the morning, and then she switched to orange juice 1 year, and then when we got our first pair of siblings to be foster parents is when she made the leap to actual coffee, to iced coffee.
And as a result of the lack of sleep, having young kids that wake up at any given time, according to their body and whatever is going on in their heads. But it also relates to how much activities you're doing, keeping the kids engaged, keeping them safe, keeping them healthy, and all those things that go into your mind just taking up so much energy. And sometimes your mind tends to forget things or slip things that you know. And for example, today, our friends are watching our kids for a few hours so my wife and I could go out and have a couple's night. I had completely forgot about it. No idea. And that's why I'm thankful I have my wife, who puts things on the calendar so I can catch up and look and be like, oh yeah, that's what we're doing today. Because your mind just forgets things. Some of the simplest things that you know, but you just have those moments where all sense and logic disappear from your head. And that's what is often referred to by many as mom brain. And yes, dads get it too, so it could be called dad brain as well. Again, not trying to be derogatory or negative towards moms. Love you moms out there. Second, when it comes to the things I've learned being a stay-at-home dad, is that you know more than your kids. So take advantage of it. There's going to be situations where your kids question you or question just things in life in general, especially when you're dealing with young kids, in our case, toddlers, where they are going to question things. They're going to question you, or they might not question you directly, but they don't have the sense and logic yet to distinguish what is factual and what is false. Not that us grown-ups have a great grasp on that, as we've been able to tell over the last few years with a pandemic and so much political riffraff going on. But we know more than our kids. We do. So we need to take advantage of it and make sure that we are utilizing that fact as much as we can. By example, here we have a color-coded chart on our refrigerator that helps us determine what we are doing for the day. It's our schedule. And you know, the kids help me fill it out in the morning. I ask them, okay, what do you want to do? What's after breakfast? What is after reading time? What is after playtime? What is next? And so we fill it out, but I know more than the kids because they can't read yet. So if I decide something is not working, or I want to change something up, or a friend, another parent, messages me about something going on that I think would be a great opportunity, not only for the kids, but also for us to get a house, and for me, honestly, to kill some time, like, in a good way, but, you know, use some time up, I'm gonna switch it up, and they don't know that I switched something on the board, that we're doing something else, because they can't read it. So take advantage of the fact that you know more than your kids. Next, things will go different than you plan. Enjoy it. There's going to be times, like with our schedule, where, okay, I have this planned, but if the kids are so engaged and having fun playing with their toys or coloring or reading, and they just keep bringing me book after book after book, or, you know, they're spending so much time coloring, you know, I'm not going to be like, okay, let's switch it up and move on to this now. No, I'm going to enjoy the fact that they are on a wavelength where they're happy, they're engaged, their minds are working and growing and doing something. So I'm not going to suddenly throw a wrench and get them off of what they are doing just to appease a schedule that we made up. Again, that's the part where you know more than your kids. Take advantage of it. So if it's going to use more time and they're going to be happy and not have a meltdown, breakdown, temper tantrum, I'm going to take advantage of it. I am going to enjoy it. Now there's another side to that coin where things will go different than you planned, but ride out those hard days. There might be days where you don't get to do half of what you did. You are going to have to adjust because of the temper tantrums, because they are just flying through everything that you have set for them, and they just want more and more and more input and more activities, more things to do. And it's some of those days are harder. The temper tantrums, the meltdowns, the, you know, the inability to get them dressed and in the car and get somewhere on time. That's okay. Those days certainly are rough. But if you keep your cool and you ride it out, those days will be fewer and farther between if you do not react in such a strong negative way. And that's something I struggle with some days, because there are days where it's tantrum on top of tantrum, or it's one kid and then it's the other, and then it's the other. It seems like they're tagging themselves in who can wear me down, or they're working as a team to wear me down. But I do my best to ride it out and know that tomorrow hopefully will be a better day. So make sure that whether things go the way you, even if things don't go the way you want to or planned, if it's a good, enjoy it. If it's a negative, it's okay. Just ride it out. You will get through it. And the other thing to know, and it's the next lesson I learned, is you do not have to do it all yourself. Tap in your partner, tap in the kids' grandparents, take them for a car ride, take them to a free event at like a library or a park, or you know, I don't know, like a garden sale or whatever it may be. Even a play date. Tap someone else. Get some assistance. You don't have to do it all by yourself. And like those hard days that don't go as planned, if you're going to be getting somewhere later than expected, know that, sure, doctor's appointments, that's frustrating if you get there late. And other appointments, serious things that you have to be at, yes, it's frustrating if you get there late. But I'm going to say 7 to 8 times out of 10, the things you're trying to make it to are probably going to be with other friends that have kids, or family that have kids, or went through the same experience, and they know how hard it is to get the kids dressed and ready and corralled and in a car, and they're gonna understand. Yes, you should respect other people's time, so that's why just as soon as you get them in the car, shoot them a text, say, hey, run a little bit behind, or you know, use the virtual assistant on whatever phone device you have and to message and say that run a little behind. But they should understand. And again, you're going to be going on those play dates and doing things with other people that are going to help give you kind of the break, give you assistance. So it's not just you on your own as a stay-at-home parent. Take advantage of those. And that is going to be my final lesson I've learned in the month of being a stay-at-home parent, is that you have to take care of yourself. You have to give yourself time to recharge, even if it's just for 15 minutes or missing going to the gym to get some extra rest. That's something that I've been struggling with these last 2 weeks. I rejoined the gym for the first time in like a year. And the first week was great. Made it to the gym about 3 times. And then last week, didn't make it at all. Gone so far 1 time this week, and it's Wednesday. Was planning on going this morning, but one of her kids woke up around 3 and was just wiggling around so much when we were trying to get him back to sleep that I wasn't able to fall back asleep until about 5 o'clock in the morning when our other boy had woken up and was awake enough that he was not going to go back to sleep without some sort of cuddling or talking or just engagement with him. And so by the time I knew we were going to be falling asleep, my alarm would have been going off about 15, 20 minutes later for me to get up and go to the gym. And that would have meant I would have been on about 3 to 4 hours sleep. Nope, that wasn't going to work for me. So I turned my alarm off. We eventually fell asleep and I ended up getting about 3 more hours sleep. And that was huge. So you gotta take advantage, you gotta take care of yourself. You gotta take care of yourself. So again, tap in your partner, tap in the kids' grandparents, your parents, whatever I'm calling it, an aunt, uncle who's happy to take the kids for a little bit. You know, just for even for 15 minutes so you can run and get yourself a coffee or walk around the neighborhood. Because the last thing you want to do, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not giving the best version of yourself to the kids, which most days, honestly, you're not going to give the best version of yourself, but you can give them the best that you can offer of yourself. And that's a huge one. Let me say it again. Most days, you're not going to be able to give the best version of yourself, but you can offer the best of yourself you can at that moment. Because don't expect yourself to always be on point. You're not going to be. Being a parent is a up and down roller coaster. Plenty of twists and turns, and you're going to be frazzled, razzled, befuddled, and sometimes discouraged and question yourself. But if you can offer the best of you that you have at that moment, that's still something, and it's still going to mean something to your kids. Because how many times have you looked back on your parents and your child and thought, how did they do this? And it's honestly a question that I think our generation asks even more now, because they didn't have tablets to just hand their kids back then. They didn't have so much of what we have now by way of technological advances and practices, and there were probably less playgrounds, less schools, less, you know, creative things to do. That, like, you had, the parents back then had to have more creativity than we do now. A lot of times we can kind of get through it based on other people's creativity. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here. You may have noticed some things changing over here at Step Up to Greatness, and in part that affects Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I am focusing more on serving the families and people experiencing the infertility, foster care, and adoption journey. But That does not mean I don't have a wealth of knowledge in the other ways of being stuck when it comes to our life, our relationships, our health, our mindset, or even our career. So what does that mean for this podcast? It means that I might not be putting out as many full-length episodes. However, I have a nice archive of old YouTube videos full of useful, powerful information. And you can expect those to be turned into nice mini episodes that we'll be putting out on Fridays called Friday Flashbacks. So you may hear the terms video or something to that degree in those episodes. You would be able to obviously go to the YouTube channel to find the video content, but you'll hear it here in podcast form. So look for those coming out. And again, I still have plenty of other information, wealth, and knowledge to pass on to you when it comes to being stuck and coming unstuck. So you can still look for some full-length episodes dropping, probably once to twice a month. Thank you so much for tuning in, and be sure to look out for my other podcast, Family by Heart. If you have any interest at all in the infertility, foster care, or adoption journey. In the meantime, keep moving forward, step up to greatness, get out of here, go be great. Do whatever you need to take care of yourself, and know that you are giving the best you can at that moment. But take care of you, because you owe that to yourself as well as your partner and your kids. You gotta fill your cup too. It has been a fun, emotional, draining, interesting, exciting month being a stay-at-home dad. I can say that I've had more good days than bad, and I'm excited for the weather to be changing, so I think the harder days will be fewer and further between, because with the weather changing to better weather, it's going to give us more opportunities to get out and explore and do more fun things. Different playgrounds, different parks, different nature centers. And yeah, a lot of those are open now, but you know, it is definitely provides more obstacles when the weather is bad, because you have to worry about safety a little bit differently with cold weather than you do when it's warmer and dry. So, but I'm thankful for the opportunity to be a stay-at-home dad, and the amazing support I have not only in my wife, but some great friends. I have a wonderful friend named Matt who has been a stay-at-home dad for I think about 8 years that we've been able to partner up. He's been able to check in with me and see how I'm doing, and you know, talk me through some things, and even go on some of those emergency play dates like I mentioned, and I'm thankful for that. And another wonderful friend who my kids refer to as Grandma Jenny, that we went to the zoo last Friday, and that was a lot of fun. And of course my kids' godparents, Emily and Sean, and they're watching the kids for my wife and I to get a little reconnection time tonight. So I'm thankful for all those things. So to go over those again, mom brain is a real thing and dads get it too, so it's mom or dad brain. Do what you can to take care of your mental self. Do some puzzles. Wordle is huge right now. There's also Hurdle, which is with sound clips. Pretty much any home device or smartphone has probably some brain teaser games that will help build that. Keep your brain fresh in different ways. You know more than your kids, so take advantage of it, especially when they can't spell yet. So take advantage of those moments while you can. Things will go different than you plan. Enjoy it when it's in a good way, like they are having so much fun that they just want to keep going at one activity. Don't switch things up just to do so. And things will go different than you plan. Ride out the hard days, because if you are able to keep more even keel, you will be better for it, and those days will be further and farther between. Know that you don't have to do it all yourself. Tap in your partner, grandparents, a car ride, free events, or even a play date. Also, don't be afraid to look for some groups on Facebook for other parents, stay-at-home parents, or just parents in general, for advice and help, and even meeting new people to set up those play dates. And lastly, make sure you take care of yourself. You're not always going to be able to give the best version of yourself, but give the best of yourself you can at that time, and make sure you take time for yourself to recharge your batteries in whatever way possible, even for if it's just 15 minutes or less. As you can tell, the last three podcast episodes have been largely about my family, my becoming a family, and that is one of the major transitions I've been going through. And it's hopefully you still find the information useful, but for some of you, it may be getting away from why you became listeners and it's not as applicable to you. So there will be some changes coming with the Step Up to Greatness podcast. The Coming Unstuck, which is a Step Up to Greatness podcast. But there will also be a new podcast coming, focusing more on family, infertility, foster care, and adoption. And that will be launching this next month in April. Date still to be determined. But what does that mean for Coming Unstuck? Well, there should be either coming after this or some point in this episode an ad detailing that there will still be Coming Unstuck, some full episodes that are going to be on the longer side like these. But if you didn't know, I also have a YouTube channel that I've had for a couple years with various videos that I've done on with names such as Life Lessons or Friday Fables and Short Stories. And with all that content, I am actually going to start turning some of those into mini podcast episodes and make sure I'm posting those. So they'll probably be like Friday flashbacks, I'm thinking, is what the plan is going to be with those. And tune in for those. I'm excited to make sure that more people are exposed to that content, because a lot of it is stuff that I really enjoyed, but sometimes it's hard for people to find you in the algorithms that come with YouTube. So I'm excited for a whole new reach of people to be exposed to some of those past lessons. So be on the lookout for that. And again, my new podcast that will be launching in April, which is going to be called Family by Heart. And again, that's going to be focusing on infertility, foster care, and adoption, and even families that decide to go child-free and have their families via fur babies, or maybe no kids at all of any kind, because there's definitely some freedom to be had there, freedom and fun. But that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And As always, make sure that whatever knocks you down, slows you down, stops you in your tracks, that you just pick yourself back up, dust yourself off, then keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great.
What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.